The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, Does not your teacher pay the temple tax? Yes, he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But they, that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So in today's gospel, Christ was not actually obligated to pay the temple tax. And we can see this because it's, well, the translation here is a little off, but when it says, from whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners? Subjects, a better translation would be from their children. So kings, do they take taxes from their own sons or is it other people? And so here, Simon rightly says, from other people. And so, whose temple does it belong to? Whose house is it? It's God's. So Christ is not actually obligated to pay this temple tax. And yet, he still pays it because he wants to demonstrate for Peter and the rest of the apostles and disciples just how important it is to be a good citizen. Because back in Israel, the religion and the politics, the civics, civil law and everything were really tied together, very tightly bound. And so to pay the temple tax was simply to just do what is expected by the government and be a good citizen. Now, the apostles in the beginning of this passage had just been dealt a blow. Christ tells them that he's soon going to be put to death. And so rightfully, they're saddened by this. They're filled with grief. But to try and ease their pain, to ease their grief, and to show them just how freely he does things and how free he is to even approach his own death, he pays the temple tax. He cannot be compelled to do anything, not even compelled to pay a simple temple tax. But he tells Peter to go fishing. And with this miracle of the fish, finding a little coin in there, he shows us how to do things, even if we don't necessarily want to, even if there's things that, you know, maybe we'd rather not do. He shows us, though, that we have to be good citizens and good Catholics, and we do these things freely and out of love. He calls us today not to worship out of compulsion, not to fulfill our Sunday obligation and civic duties strictly from a sense of duty or because we have to, but to do them for the love with which we bear Jesus Christ, for love of God and love of country.